Good evening. It is 6 o'clock on Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. I call the Kenosha County Planning and Development and Extension Education Committee meeting to order. If the committee and staff would like to introduce themselves, starting with Jonathan, please.
I'm Jonathan Boyacho. I'm a social sexual. I'm a government spender.
Hi, I'm Julie Archery. I'm from Scotia also, and I'm PB
Good evening. I'm Jill Gilmore, supervisor for the 18th district.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20, Vice Chair of the Committee. Thank you.
Erin Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22, and Chair of the Committee.
Andy Bueller, Planning and Development.
April Webb, Planning and Development.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to make you aware, yesterday we did have a work session, so we did discuss and get questions answered that we had, so that way we were prepared for this meeting, and so it runs smoothly instead of having a lot of questions this evening. Andy, legal postings, please.
Yes, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News, the Class 2 notice. It was posted on October 26th and October 31st.
Thank you. Number one, certification of compliance with open meetings laws. We're good. Number two, Action 50 LLC.
Action 50 LLC, 420 West Lee Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. Owner, Keith Favaro, Favaro Auction Services, LLC, 4308, 376 Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent requesting a rezoning from the A2 General Agricultural District and B3 Highway Business District to B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 954-219-3230305, located in the town of Wheatland. On the screen, we'll show you the area for the request.
Maybe.
So the area in purple is the area being requested to be rezoned from the A2 to the B3. The existing northern section is B3. And if the applicant can come forward and then at the table to state your name and address and explain the situation and why you're asking for this additional rezoning.
Press that and the mic will be red. You can move it around closer to your face. Go ahead.
My name is Keith Favaro. The reason for the rezoning is to allow parking for a flea market in the area that's listed there that is currently A2, I'm sorry.
Anything further? Or?
No.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions? Okay, none. Andy, do you want to speak anything on it or?
Well, I guess. The thing that makes it is there's a follow-up table item that's a conditional use permit where there'll be more explanation on the operations, but basically to make the operations be able to be work as presented is the entire property needs to be used commercially, and it is not right now.
Thank you, Andy. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Andy, from the town?
The town of Wheatland. Town board met on this item on October 9th, and the motion passed.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any other questions or comments from the committee or Youth and Governance? Okay, seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number three, we need a motion to untable it.
Motion to untable.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to untable by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
All,
aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Number three is untabled, so Andy, if you'd like to come forward.
This is a request of Action 50 LLC, 420 West Wesley Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. Owner, Keith Favaro, Favaro Auction Services, LLC, 4308, 376 Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow a flea market and auction house in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 954-219-323-0305, located in the town of Wheatland. So this item is now the entire property is being requested to be utilized for a conditional use permit as stated for the auction house and flea market, and the petitioner can maybe just go into detail now as to how will the entire property be used between the two uses and how will that occur.
Let me make a comment though. You said an owner of, are you saying an owner of the business that I want to put in or the buildings? Because that is Jim Missing, who's the owner of the buildings.
No, for how you're going to operate the auction house in the flea market.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure.
Because for the committee, the property is owned by somebody else and you're leasing it.
Correct. You can see the buildings up there. There's a call it the west building and the east building. The west building we're going to make into an auction house. Okay? We plan on having auctions. Our goal is once a week on Wednesday evening, approximately 5, 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock at night. We may occasionally have a Saturday auction as well. The east building is an empty building, and we're going to make that able to be marketed. It is heated currently, and so we in the market are not in the area. So we thought that would be a good fit for this area. And it's be strictly antiques and collectibles. No cars, no pets, no animals, anything like that. Just strictly antiques and collectibles. And then in the spring and summer months, we plan on making the area where you see all those trailers parked an outdoor flea market. And that's where the A2 and the A2 down below that were rezoned to B3 will become parking for the outdoor flea market. And then the indoor flea market will be all year round as well. That will just be one day a week on a Saturday. So it will just be from 7 a.m. approximately 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. Nothing will be left in there on the outside. Every Saturday, the vendors will have to remove all their items from that area. The only thing we may allow is we may allow the indoor flea market vendors to leave their wares in there. You know, since they're in there, especially in the wintertime, they won't have to unload the building every Saturday morning.
I was bringing this up just because it was the drawings that you submitted.
Oh, okay.
Getting there.
Okay, so these are just a rough idea of how many vendors we can have on the exterior if things work out. As planned, those are just rough estimates. It's hard to measure there because there's a bunch of trailers there, so I went by this Russia County site, and I just placed the line on there to get an idea of the size. But we estimate around 70 to 75 booths outside and approximately 50 indoor.
So I think this is what you're showing, Keith, for what the parking would be for the indoor and for the auction.
Yes.
And then this site is kind of just showing how the grass area would be utilized for parking during the outdoor event with some gravel for some of the main drives.
Yeah, the diagonal line, I know that's a hard to understand, but we were told by the fire chief that they would need to have access to cars if there's a car fire. And so the furthest car could be 100 feet away. So that's kind of cool. That's not etched in stone as far as something better. Once we get going, I'll have a surveyor do a site plan and do a lot better than I can. So.
Right, so one of the requests that we have and conditions is that that there be a professional plan drawn up on what the parking is so that we know exactly what parking can take place on this upper area, and then to find out exactly what can take place down here and how can the flow work, and determine what's the best way to gravel the drives to meet that requirement, because we do need to have the end of the aisles for the people to be able to drive down and determined during down the next aisle. And one of the conditions is that we would be looking at the parking prior to each season so that we can get a view as does something need to be adjusted, because you're showing complete full build out of parking. We don't know exactly how much parking you will need. I think as the seasons go on, we'll all get a better idea. Do you need 2 rows, 3 rows, 4 rows? And then where's the best location for the gravel to be placed? And the thing is, right now, we could come up with a plan, but we don't know it's going to work right because we need to have some history on this. And that's why we wrote that in as a condition to view that. And the other aspect that we have down is that because you're going to be opening up the indoor prior to the outdoor, is that you would receive your condition, your certificate of compliance for the indoor only. And then once we get all the other information, unless it comes in early, then we would review the outdoor parking and things like that, and then issue an amendment to that certificate of compliance. If we have everything up front early, we can do it all once, but if we don't, we'll do it in two times.
Okay.
So the committee yesterday had concern just about anything that might be left outside, and I think it was stated that there is nothing intended to be left outside, no storage containers, and we do have a condition that does not allow for any outdoor storage, but that term outdoor storage was a little nebulous, knowing, well, what does that mean, like an item being stored outside, or there was a thought that storage containers could be on the property where vendors would keep their items in the storage container and pull them out every weekend, and you're indicating that that's not going to be permitted, besides the fact that you need that area for parking.
Correct.
Okay. And then you had a comment you had mentioned to me earlier that you wanted to have some discussion on the paving.
Yes. Number four, condition of approval. The request to have the area around the indoor flea market that is currently gravel right now, from where the auction house is, that corner all the way over is all gravel. And so the request is to pave that area. And it says I have till December of 2018. I have a request that it could be extended, and I'll give you my reasons. First of all, I have an open property, so it's going to be very expensive to pay that, for this use. Not knowing how the things are going to turn out, I don't know what's going to happen with this business. I'm hoping it's going to go gangbusters. Everybody has been positive and I'm getting a lot of feedback and everybody can't wait and all that, but you know how things go. So to invest that type of money in less than a year, because paving, you can pave up until about October, the end of November. So that gives me less than a year. I don't even know if we're going to get in there because a new generation is still in the buildings and I don't know where they're going to be out. So that can give us less than a year to generate revenue to pay for this money. So my request is I had a 3-year lease. I was hoping to get an extension to October of 2020.
Any questions or discussion on that?
That sounds reasonable to me.
Andy, is there a reason why December 31st of 2018 was chosen?
Well, typically on something that's being approved at this time of year, we would always give some time. So basically the previous practice has been to give an entire season where you could pave anywhere starting from like May until November. So that allows someone to plan for that in a year. That's typically what's happened. We really haven't had anything longer than I can recall. That's just been the history.
Is there anything in the ordinances that require it or anything like that?
There is a requirement in the ordinance that all lots be paved that require more than 5 parking stalls.
Is there a time limit in the ordinance?
There is not a time limit in the ordinance.
Okay.
So I pulled up on the screen here just to be able to maybe see a little bit better.
I guess I have a question. Why weren't they required to pave?
So they were required to pave because this is their display of items, and so their public parking and their employee parking was all in front of this West building, and they were required to pave, and that is being worked out right now because that was a requirement of the conditional use permit that they failed to do, but they're going to be doing that, and I believe it's going to be to the end of the building.
Correct.
Right about here.
You can kind of see where it ends, right where your house is there. So up to there.
So that'll cover the parking that was needed for New Generation RV when they were utilizing the property. But now with this new use, there's going to be needing parking above and beyond. And that's why all of this is required. I don't remember the number of parking that's required, but I think you were showing more than adequate to do that.
And we'll also know, too, how many people are attending. Do I need to have that big of a parking area? I hope so, but as you know, we don't know what we don't know, so it's going to be trial things as well.
Why are we requiring paving that area but not the grassy area?
Well, because of the fact that that's going to be not utilizing as much. It's only going to be on this Saturday as opposed to the auction house, which will be, and it's only in the summertime. And we really wouldn't want to propose that much paving on something that would be utilized that little and require so much stormwater to handle that.
And if he discovers that he doesn't need as much paving or as many parking spots as he has plotted now, can he adjust and only pave as much as he needs? Or is there a requirement that he has to pave the entire area no matter what?
Yeah, we would look to have the area that's at least the minimum of what's required of stalls for an auction house, whatever that minimum is. And then there is always that other area of room to determine. Just because there's a minimum requirement doesn't mean it meets the what's needed.
Right.
And so let's just say the minimum requirement is 50 stalls, but you need 100. Well, then we would be going with 100 because that's what's actually needed on the site. But if 50 can do it, then we would only work with 50. So there is an aspect of needing to determine exactly how much parking is going to be needed and then to pave that area.
Does the committee have any other questions or comments? So if Supervisor Poole, if you're okay with that, you need to make a motion to amend the conditional use permit.
I make a motion to amend the conditional use permit to instead of December 31st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018.
I think it was October. You wanted October? October.
Okay. It says December, but we know that they closed down in November. But December is still fine for a date.
So what was that date again? December 31st, 2020?
Is it 20 or 21? Yeah, 20. October 31st, 2020.
Okay. I have a motion. Second, Supervisor Gilmer? Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion by the committee or questions?
I don't see anything unreasonable about giving them the time.
Can you turn on your mic?
Oh, sure. I don't see anything unreasonable about giving them time to figure out if this business center is going to work and how much parking they're actually going to need. You don't want to have to overpave if they're not going to need it or underpave if they're going to have to add to it at a later date. And so I don't have any trouble with the motion done.
Thank you, Supervisor Gilmore. Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote on the amendment?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Was that until October 30th?
December 31st, 2020. Okay, now we're back on the original, or the conditional use with as amended. How far did we get? I haven't done the for or against yet. Right. All right. Does the committee have any other questions as of right now or comments? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town, Andy?
Town of Wheaton, town board met on this item on October 9, 2017, and the motion was made and passed.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the conditions as amended. In a second, correct? Any comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote on the amended conditional use permit?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Your conditional use permit is approved as amended.
So, Keith, we have a copy here that we're going to have you sign the second page, but we will then renew the first page for the amendment.
Okay.
But then we'll get your signature while you're here.
Will Jim Gissing need to, the owner of the property, need to sign this like you did?
He does not, because you're acting as an agent.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Item number 4 and 5 remain tabled at this time, and we do not have any certified surveys.
Okay. Number 7, approval of the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Poole. Youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Citizen comments. Any citizens have any comments? Okay, seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Any other business allowed by law, Andy?
Currently, we have the 2 tabled items for December and no new items, although we will be able to take new items up through Monday.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Poole. Youth and governance, how do you vote on adjournment?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. We are adjourned.